From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's Andy Brownell.
Good afternoon. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is in charge of the investigation into a shooting last night in St. Peter that wounded a police officer. A union representative has indicated the officer is recovering. Very little else is known about the incident, which occurred around 8 p.m. in the southern Minnesota city, where police briefly issued a shelter-in-place order last night. A Rochester man is accused of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl at his home in early March. 23-year-old Justin Duengvela Noin is facing two counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct. He was previously charged with second-degree assault for allegedly attacking a juvenile girl with a box cutter on March 14th. A 24-year-old Minnesota woman has pleaded guilty to second-degree murder for intentionally giving her 18-month-old daughter a lethal dose of sleeping medication in January. Mage Elizabeth Yang of Champlin now faces an aggravated sentence of up to 35 years in prison. Two brothers from Texas have pleaded guilty to federal charges for robbing a Minnesota family of more than $8 million worth of crypto assets. Federal prosecutors say 25-year-old Isaiah and 24-year-old Raymond Garcia went to the family's home in September 2024 and held them captive at gunpoint for more than 8 hours while demanding access to their cryptocurrency accounts. The latest jobs data from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development indicates the local economy has erased most of the job losses that occurred in April. The report shows overall employment in the Rochester area in May was down by a little more than 100 positions when compared to May of last year, after the April report showed a year-over-year drop of more than 1,100 jobs. About 300 Minnesota athletes will be among the several thousand athletes from across the United States competing this weekend at the 2026 Special Olympics U.S. Games in the Twin Cities. Competitions in 16 sports will be held at the University of Minnesota Minneapolis campus and at the National Sports Center in Blaine. And the Minnesota Twins will be in Arizona for a weekend series against the Diamondbacks. The pregame show starts at 8 o'clock tonight, right here on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. For more local news, go to krocnews.com. And of course, you can also download the free KROC News